Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Broadcasting partly from KPBS in San Diego this week. And so, of course, we had to talk to a water worker across drought-stricken California. These public servants are finding themselves charged with waging a war on water waste without appearing to be waging war on fellow citizens. San Diego set suggested requirements for water use a few years ago, watering only 3 days a week, for instance, for a few minutes on rotating days, depending on your address. That was reduced to 2 days a week, and in November, those suggestions became mandatory. They're becoming law. Early on, activists were patrolling the streets, and there was a lot of pressure on the city to do more. But San Diego is made up of more than a million people. The city scrambled to increase staff, hire people to inspect, handle fines, hand out rebates to help compensate residents who ripped out their lawns. City workers don't like to be called water cops, but they are now on patrol. Chris Gerke is with the City of San Diego's Department of Public Utilities, and he took us on an inspection tour.
Hi. Are you Chris?
Yes.
Nice to meet you.
First thing we noticed, the large magnetized water enforcement signs and lights on top of the department cars.
We've always had water enforcement cars, but the magnets and the strobe lights, those are new. You know, with the drought, it's always good to show the citizens that people are out enforcing the municipal code and doing our part to try to conserve.
Show some muscle.
Yeah.
What changes about what people have to do? What's going to be tougher?
Well, the code is being rewritten. The 2x5 is going to be implemented into the code.
Two days, 5 minutes.
5 minutes per station.
How do the water inspectors gauge other things, like if somebody has a broken toilet or...
We offer free surveys. Our staff will go out. They'll check to make sure that they have low-flow shower heads and aerators in their faucets, and they catch water in bags from the shower, from the sinks. They put Diatabs in the toilets to check for leaks. They check the meter. They'll have them turn on the irrigation system, find out if there's any leaks. If we receive a complaint from a citizen, we will go out and take a look and investigate to make sure that it's valid. If it is a violation, then we will notify the owner with a letter. And if we ever get a second complaint about that same address, then we send it over to the code enforcement people, and they are the ones who are authorized to issue citations. We have 4 new field representatives to help with enforcement due to the drought. We're in the process of hiring 2 field reps to help with surveys and 1 administrative person to help with the rebates. We have 1 retired provisional is what they're called. She worked for the city for 30 years and retired. And with the step up in the drought, we asked her to come back. And now she's here driving around, being proactive, looking for water waste. Responding to customers, the same thing that we're doing now.
So where are we headed now?
We're going to a complaint that we received the first week of May, and I sent them an advisory letter letting them know that they've been accused of having a violation, and now we're just going out to the same address to make sure that they've complied. So this complaint we're going to, someone had their irrigation system running after 10 a.m. or before 4 p.m., the worst time of day, during the hottest part of day where it will evaporate, but one thing that happened at my house, we had a power outage. It didn't dawn on me to check the irrigation controller until the next day when I saw the sprinklers came on in the middle of the day, so that was a reminder I needed to go reprogram due to the power outage.
And then arrest yourself.
So a lot of times it's just, you know, it's just a mistake, and that's why we educate first by sending a letter. Saying, hey, you know, this is what's going on. Take care of it. And 9 times out of 10, they do. Rarely do we get repeat offenders that require a citation.
Is this it?
That's it. I don't see any sign of watering. Actually, it looks a little brown.
It's not just brown. It's dead. Apparently, that letter worked.
So now we're just going to kind of make our way back and look around.
And what might indicate waste? Is it literally just water trickling out of a faucet? Or
it could be any number of things. There could be a leak. There could be sprinklers watering the lawn, and it's running off down the driveway into the street.
Does anybody really, after however many years of knowing that there's a drought, it's the headline news. Anybody really still let water run off from a sprinkler down a street?
That's our number one complaint that we see. It's constant every day. I know in April, my section alone received over 1,600 complaints. Out of those 1,600 complaints, there were over 460, I believe, that were found to be legitimate and we had to respond to.
In one month?
Most of those were water runoff, yeah. If a complaint comes in about an address in San Diego, we create a ticket. That way we can record it and record our actions, what we did. We mailed a letter. We did a field investigation, whatever it may be. And in May alone, we've had 569 wave tickets written. And that compares to 571 for the entire calendar year of 2013. This is the record month. And it's only going to get worse. It's the beginning of summer.
Soon after, what's this? Something we'd see 100 times in the east and not notice, but it causes great excitement here. A rivulet of water running down the street in a shopping area.
Now you can see water here all over. So we're going to pull over and park and see if we can find out where it's coming from.
Yeah, it's running down the curb. Actually, I didn't see that. Your eyes spotted that.
And, you know, before I got this job a year ago, I wouldn't have caught that either. It wouldn't have stood out.
I don't see a source.
I'm going to take a few pictures of the cross street, the building, and...
But I don't see a source of it.
Since we can't tell exactly where it's coming from, what I'll do is I'll create another ticket in our database, and next week I'll assign it to someone to come out here earlier in the morning. If they don't see anything on Monday, then I'll send them out again on Tuesday, and we'll just try to, you know, pinpoint where it's coming from and then educate the address. Be sure to correct it. And then we'll do a second follow-up to make sure that they actually did correct it. Now that we have the smartphone application where people can report using their phone, it's, you know, not uncommon for us to get 5 or 10 from the same person within the same hour.
Do you worry about, you know, people talk about water shaming, sort of the emotional side of this, people feeling like they're accused or people becoming vigilante?
We get complaints a lot of times, neighbors fussing and feuding, and he's doing this or she's doing this and that, and, you know, my whole yard is brown and theirs is lush green and you need to find them and make an example out of them, and that's not the approach that we take. Some complaints do require extensive investigation. I've had to meet geologists out at certain locations. I've had to take samples of the water and send them into the lab to be tested to see if it's sewer water, to see if it's chlorinated, try to determine where it's coming from. So there are some that have taken months and months, and still, sometimes there may be water coming from a natural aquifer. We had a California-friendly landscape contest. We, meaning the 24 water agencies in the county, got together. People who changed their landscaping to drought-tolerant. They can send in pictures. And we had quite a few city staff vote. And then I drove around and looked at the top four, talked to the owners, and narrowed it down to the top three. The best yard won a $250 gift certificate to Home Depot, along with some low-flow shower heads and some aerators. And
you're finding yourself doing things that, well, you know, many city water people would not be doing. I mean, it's so now you're also lawn beauty contest judge.
Yeah. Just a few weeks ago was the ceremony for the film contest also. Local colleges and high schools, they can make their own commercial. They're all aired at one of the city theaters. The mayor is invited, city council is invited, water conservation staff, they're judged also. Red carpet was rolled out.
The winning film is perhaps an homage to Chris Gerke and the other water inspectors for the San Diego Department of Public Utilities. It's called Water Cop, and it stars two little kids in a toy car patrolling their neighborhood.
Hey, officer, is there a problem here? What are you writing me up for? Waste no water.
All the videos are posted at hereandnow.org. My personal favorite, the one with the cat who climbs in the sink and turns off the faucet. We'll also post the winning gardens. And we're hearing from a lot of San Diegans on Twitter, at hereandnowrobin, some pointing out waste, some asking questions. For instance, if you replace your front lawn with a vegetable garden, what are the rules? We'll get your questions answered, so send them on at hereandnowrobin or with this story at hereandnow.org.